Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to our series of discussions on the three P's of our profession. The three P's of our profession, if we are Christians, is number one, to preach. Number two, it is to prepare. And number three, it is to provide. We should be, number one, preaching the gospel throughout all of the world as a witness. As people respond to the gospel, then we should be preparing those people to be disciples of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And then the third P of our profession is providing. And that means providing for people in need, whether they are of our own family, our physical family, that means, or whether they're a part of our spiritual family, which is the church, or whether they are not a part of our physical family or our spiritual family, they're just people whomever we meet, our neighbors. We should be providing for people in need, and this means not just their spiritual needs, but their physical needs. And of course, this is a very, very timely subject in light of the recent events that have happened in the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Katrina. So how do we as Christians fulfill this third P of our profession, which is providing for people in need? Well, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, and we're going to see God's priorities here, because God does say that we should provide for our own family, our physical family and our spiritual family, and God does say that we should provide for others as we have opportunity. But let's see his priority. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. Here it says, if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially his own family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now those are strong words. If anyone does not provide for his own, that means the people that he knows about, especially his own family, then this person has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. An infidel is someone who is not converted. It's someone who's without Christ, without Messiah. And this person is claiming to be a Christian, but if he's not taking care of his own family, if he's not providing for people in need, then this person is not truly practicing the Christian faith. Because practicing the Christian faith means that you have Christ in you, and Christ provided for people in need. So Christ will do the same through the power of the Holy Spirit living in each person that has embraced Christ. So that's the priority, is to first, especially it says, especially take care of his own physical family. Now the second priority when we're providing for people in need is found in Galatians the 6th chapter, and this is in verses 9 through 10. And as we're going to see, this is talking about the family of faith, the spiritual family. This is in Galatians chapter 6 and verses 9 through 10. Here it says, don't become tired of doing what is good, for at the right time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So keep on giving, keep on giving, keep on providing for people in need. Now in verse 10 it says, so then, whenever we have opportunity, let us practice doing good to everyone, but especially to the family of faith. Okay? Again, we should be providing for our own. That means everybody that we come into contact that we know of that needs help, we should be providing for people as we have that opportunity. Meaning that we have to have the time, we have to have the money to help. If we don't have the money or the time to help people, then of course we can't help them at that particular point. But as we have opportunity, we should be helping people. And what I mean, of course, is that we might be spending all of the money that we can spare helping 25 people. We might be spending all of the time that we have available helping another 75 people. So we're helping 100 people and we are just maxed out. I mean, that's our limit. But there are billions, literally billions of people that have needs. Well, one person can't solve all the problems of the world. In fact, our human history shows that all of the people in the world can't solve all of the problems in the world, because all we're doing is contributing to the problems in the world. So that's not going to happen until Christ returns to this earth and establishes the kingdom of God over all of the earth. But as we have opportunity, and there's always opportunity, so as we have opportunity, we should be giving our time and our money to people, but especially, it says, the family of faith. So in both cases, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, where it says we should be providing for our own, but especially our own physical family members. And then here in Galatians 6, verses 9 through 10, it says that we should be, whenever we have opportunity, providing for everyone, but especially to the family of faith. In both cases, this word especially comes up, and it means this is our priority. So our first priority is to provide for our physical family members, and then our second priority is to provide for our spiritual family members, and that means the church. And so think about this. It would be really hypocritical and a shame, and this happens over and over again with Christians. We make this mistake. We're trying to be spiritual. We're trying to be godly. We're trying to be the best Christians we can be. And so often people make this mistake of they're praying, they're studying, and those things we should do. There's no question about that. But then we're taking care of all the people in the church. We spend so much time down at the church and visiting families all throughout the body. And that's all good. We should do those things. But what happens? We sacrifice our own physical family members. A husband might be sacrificing his own marriage, never attending to his own wife's needs. Our wives have needs. We should be attending to their needs, and not as a leftover, not as a secondary thing, as an afterthought. No, our wives are a part of our own bodies. Our wives are the ones that we should be closest to, and so they have the priority out of all people on the face of the earth. Husbands, you should have your wives as your first priority, taking care of your wife's needs. Secondarily, it should be your children. Third, it should be your parents, and then your other family members. After that comes your spiritual family. All right? After that comes taking care of the widows in your church, the orphans in your church, whoever else in your congregation needs assistance. That is how God sets the priority, and we need to get that straight. Husbands, do not forget that. Wives, same thing. It's your husbands. That's your first priority, and then your children. And let me say something also. There are blended families where you have stepchildren, half-children. Forget about this step and half kind of definition. These are your children. Take care of your children. Fathers, if they're not your biological children, it doesn't make a difference. When you marry a woman and she has children, they become your children as if they were your biological children, and you need to be focused on taking care of their needs. First it's your wife, then it's your children. And wives, the same thing. All right, so we got that, right? Please tell me that you have that. We all need to have that as our priority. Husbands, wives, taking care of your mate, then taking care of your own children. That's your household. Then after that, you can take care of your parents and your relatives. After that comes the church members, the spiritual family of faith, okay? Then after that comes all other people. And let's turn over to Matthew chapter 25 and verses 31 through 43 we'll read, where we see that we should not shut off other people. There are some people, believe it or not, that will say, hey, the problems of this world can't be solved. Christ himself said the poor we'll always have the poor with us. So therefore, what's the use in trying to help people? After all, they just are sinning and they're bringing problems upon themselves. Well, yeah, all of that could be true. But that does not abrogate our responsibility to just help people in need as we have opportunity. After all, if we have Christ in us, we should be moved with compassion, just like Christ was, to heal hurting hearts, to mend mangled minds, to provide for people when they have a need. And so it says in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 43, and this could be all of the people who are not a part of your family, your physical family, all the people that are not a part of your spiritual family, which is the body of Christ, this family of faith. It could be anybody else whom you come into contact with. Christ says, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels are with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be assembled in front of Him, and He will separate them from each other as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right, but the goats on His left. So who are the sheep? We want to be a part of the sheep, don't we? We don't want to be a part of the goats. Well, who are the sheep? All right, let's go on to find out. This is in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34. It says, then the king will say to those on his right hand, these are the sheep, come, you who have been blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And people will say, well, wait a minute. Now, Christ, you weren't on this earth, so how could we have done this for you? Christ responds by saying, you did it whenever you visited people who were sick or in prison, whenever you came across people on the street that were hungry and you gave them something to eat, or they were thirsty and you gave them something to drink. It's whenever you come in contact with your neighbors. And who is your neighbor? It's anybody you come into contact with. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan. It was just the person that he was passing by on the street. That was his neighbor, because that was the person that was next to him. That was the person in his vicinity. That was a person who needed something, and he provided for that person in need. And so that's what we need to be about, is whoever we come into contact that has needs, providing for their needs. Now the question comes up, should we be giving food to a bum or giving food to people who are drug addicts? Well, we're going to answer that question and those type of questions in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.